Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You know what we need? We need a radio show on the air, like maybe on Saturday nights, that talks about this kind of thing.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman here. I want to let my listeners know about a brilliant Renaissance man named Dr. Arthur Perry.
You want to talk to Arthur Perry? The best in plastic surgery.
He's a distinguished, award-winning cosmetic surgeon trained at Harvard and Cornell with a practice in New York City on Fifth Avenue.
Dr. Oz, are you there?
I'm here, Arthur, and I want to again applaud you, having worked with you on a book and numerous other activities.
He's written numerous medical journal articles, and he's contributed to textbooks on plastic surgery.
Your remarkable knowledge, but also your grace at delivering content, which is why it's been a blessing to have you on my show so many times.
It's clear that when it comes to skin and aging, this doctor knows what he's talking about.
John, the public wants to know.
The public doesn't give a damn.
As a really, really gifted physician, I want to pay you the highest tribute I can give to a surgeon, which is when people come to you, they don't come for an operation, they come for an opinion. And that's why I trust you with my friends and relatives.
When I was a resident at the University of Chicago, we had a...
That means you're smart.
I didn't realize we were going to get the Michael Jordan of plastic surgeon. 90210 bows to this guy.
And welcome. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC. And welcome to another weekend of fun on the radio, and I hope it is for you. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and I've been doing this for a long time now, about more than a decade, 12 years on the radio and the various stations in the New York area, and I'm happy to be here to answer your questions about you, about cosmetic surgery, about skin care, about a little bit about dermatology, and, you know, maybe some general medical questions, but not too many of those. Well, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. I'm a board-certified plastic surgeon, and the phone number here at WABC is 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Give us a call tonight, and you will walk away with a bottle of Daytime. Daytime is, it's what you need in the morning. It really is. It's the morning skin protector. It's an SPF 20. It's actually a 23. We mark it down to a 20. The FDA, of course, lets you round down, doesn't let you round up. So 20 sounds better, but it's really a 23. And it's much more than just a sunscreen. It's what you need to put on your skin in the morning to help the barrier function of your skin. And what you say, what is the barrier function? Well, it's a complex thing, but all you need to know is it's the thing that keeps the bad stuff out and the good stuff into your body. And the stronger your barrier is, the less toxins get into your body. But soaps and all sorts of things kind of whittle away at your barrier. So my Daytime strengthens that barrier, and it does so with vitamin B3, which is niacin, and vitamin B5, which is pantothenic acid, and a whole bunch of other really good things that I put into Daytime. So a bottle of this will be yours if you give us a call and have a really good question for me. It doesn't even have to be really good, but it has to be a question, and it can't be just, hey, I'm calling, and I'm the third caller. No, it doesn't work that way. This isn't a game show. This is a show about your wrinkles, about your fat on your hips, about your small breasts, about your drooping breasts, and about your tummies that are overstretched after pregnancy. We all have those. Women do, anyway. Some men also after pregnancy, I have to say. I gained 10 pounds with each of my pregnancies. And, you know, eating pizza while my wife... All right, we won't go into that. But seriously, tummy tucks are something that are... They're so popular now because the baby boomers have aged out, and even the millennials are starting to get to the point where they're having tummy tucks. So we will talk about that. We'll talk about tonight the Botox chin augmentation. What is that? It's kind of bizarre, but it really is pretty interesting. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk a little bit more about the InstaLift. That's the new kid on the block, the coolest new thing in plastic surgery. We're going to talk about Kate Hudson. Isn't she beautiful? She's had cosmetic surgery, and we're going to talk about that. I think. I'm not sure, but we'll talk a little about her rhinoplasty, maybe, and we're also going to talk about the benefits of vitamin D, or maybe not. So you can become part of the show by giving us a call, 800-848-9222. And we have the first caller on the board. I see Mr. Walker. Do you not have a first name, Mr. Walker? Are you there? Not ready. Okay, let's go ahead and get to our topics, and then Mr. Walker will be with us in just a few minutes. So now, just this week, in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the facial plastic surgery edition of it, there was a very, very interesting paper, and it talked about the use of Botox, and we use Botox, the term, kind of generically now. You know, there's Xeomin, there's Dysport, and there's Botox, and from what I understand, one or two more around the corner. But we talk about these various toxins, and we like to use the term Botox, even though there's more than one. So we'll throw that word around. So they used Botox in dimpled and rumpled chins. How many of you have those? So you look in the mirror, and your chin kind of like gets marbled. Now, I'd say probably about 10% of people have this. Not everybody has this. But if you look in the mirror and maybe kind of tighten your lips a bit, you see that a few things happen if you've got this issue. You get this dimpling of your chin, and from your profile, which you cannot see, it actually makes you look like you have a small chin because the muscles, and there are muscles in our chin, those muscles tend to pull up the soft tissue of the chin, no longer giving you that nice, strong appearance of the chin. It's kind of interesting. It's an observation that I have seen and many of you have seen, but it's never been written about until this week. Now, Botox is something that I use in all over the face, for the most part, the horizontal lines of the forehead, the vertical lines between the brows, you know, those 11 lines, and the crow's feet, and the bunny lines on the nose, you know, when you crinkle up your nose. Those are the most common areas. I don't like to use Botox in the neck because it's a little bit unpredictable where it can travel and what it does, because Botox does travel 1/4 inch in all directions. When we use it on the forehead, it really is two-dimensional. That means it goes up and it goes over, but it really can't go in because the bone is there. But in the neck, it goes in. And from what I understand, and it's very important that I not use the word Botox here, but the botulinum toxin, the only death, believe it or not, from cosmetic use of botulinum toxin, and I use that because I don't know what brand they used. That's the, you know, Botox, Xeomin, Dysport, they're all three. So there was, in 2014, someone who received that in the neck for the neck bands and weakened the muscles that protect the airway. She aspirated, got pneumonia, and actually died. So I talked about that on the Dr. Oz show years ago, and it's a very, very rare thing. In fact, Botox, with 6.5 million people having it last year successfully with very, very few complications, it's a great drug. It really is. So don't let that scare you. I just don't use it in the neck for that reason. But on the chin, we can use a little tiny bit of Botox, and it is a very small dose, to smooth out the rumpled appearance if you've got a rumpled chin. And what it does, from your profile, it actually makes it look like you've had a chin implant. So it's a really cool new use of Botox. I say new because, yes, there's finally a publication. I have been using it for probably about 10 years for this reason, for the rumpled look of the chin. But quite honestly, I never fully appreciated that it would also increase the volume, the projection of your chin if you have that issue. Now, if you've got normal chin and you don't have the rumpling, you know, it's not going to help you. Then if you have a small chin, you need a chin implant, which is still a really good procedure, although way down in the numbers from the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery. They publish their numbers every year. And chin implants are one of those procedures that's losing popularity. Not quite sure why, because it really is a very simple procedure and a very high satisfaction procedure, and one that really can change your face. And you know how people describe chins as being weak? It's when you have a little chin, a small chin, and you know, men tend to grow beards over the small chin. Women, you can't do that, hopefully. But we can, very simply, under local anesthesia, make a little incision underneath the chin and place a silicone rubber chin implant. And we don't have the same issues of breast implants, and they don't leak. And, you know, silicone has a, or silicon, as we call it in Chicago, doesn't have that reputation that breast implants might have, because it's a solid material. It doesn't travel anywhere. It really is the best material for doing a chin implant. Back in the old days, we used to use Teflon. We used to use Gore-Tex, all sorts of things in the chin, but the best one, it's a silicone breast implant. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC, 800-848-9222. We have people that call up and are not interested in going on the air. That's okay. You know, no one will know who you are, and probably will not even recognize your voice. All right, 800-848-9222. And by the way, on the drperrys.com website, we have a special for daytime. It's summer. You need your sunscreen. More important than any other time of the year, you know, we talk about using sunscreen year-round, but certainly in these summer months, when you walk the streets of New York and we have these UV index days that are almost dangerous, you know, sevens, eights, nines, and those numbers that you hear on the weather report every day, you know, your eyes glaze over, but they are important, because those days where it's over three, you need sunscreen. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. We'll be back after these words.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent three decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new Fifth Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's perryplasticsurgery.com. That's perryplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Are you responsible for making your company's logo stand out at any event? If so, we're about to make your job a whole lot easier and make you look like a rock star. We're 4imprint, promotional item experts who can put your logo on your choice of thousands of high-quality promotional products at great prices. All the latest trends, popular brands, and exclusive items for maximum impact. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. And now you can get a coupon for 10% off by texting the word LOGO to 642642. At 4imprint, we make any order of any size easy and worry-free. We also offer free art assistance and guarantee to deliver what you need on time through helpful customer service that's second to none. When all eyes are on you and your logo, no one can make you shine like 4imprint. Let's get started. Get a coupon for 10% off by texting LOGO to 642642. That's L-O-G-O to 642642.
Did you know that most skincare doesn't help your skin, and most products contain toxins? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've designed the world's simplest skincare program, and my products are effective and safe. Start your day with Clean Time Invigorating Soap, made with the right pH and without sulfates or other toxins. Then protect your skin with Daytime SPF 20. Before sleep, massage in nighttime to feed nutrients that are scientifically proven to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and improve skin tone. My skincare reduces signs of aging by over 50% with 6 months of use. These three products are all that's needed in your skincare program, and with a WABC code, all three are yours for $75, a savings of $35. But hurry, when the summer's over, so is this offer. Call 844-DR-PERRY, that's 844-DR-PERRY, or order on drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. I'm your host, board-certified plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and tonight we are talking about you, and you can become part of the show by calling us at 800-848-9222. So before we get into our topics, I just want to know how many of you live in a studio that costs maybe $700,000, $800,000 in New York for 550 square feet. It's amazing, isn't it? You know, you live in these little tiny things. Wouldn't you love to break out of Manhattan and get into the suburbs? Can you imagine for less than the cost of a studio, less than the cost of a Manhattan studio, you can have a building in Highland Falls, New York. And my friend Bobby Fallon is the realtor. And there's this building there in Highland Falls. It's 50 miles north of the George Washington Bridge. There's two apartments. There's a two-bedroom and a one-bedroom and an office. You can live in one, rent the other, be rent-free, be out of the city. We love the city. But wouldn't it be nice to live up in Orange County? Well, this is your opportunity. Give Bobby Fallon a call, 845-446-2238. 845-446-2238. And ask her about that very special property that you heard about on the Dr. Perry What's Your Wrinkle show. All right, 800-848-9222. So now, what about Kate Hudson? You know, isn't she one of the most beautiful people in Hollywood? She really is. And her mother, Goldie Hawn, very, very attractive woman. Well, the rumors are circulating in Hollywood that she's had some surgery. You know, I find it very interesting that people still really care who had cosmetic surgery and who did not. Joan Rivers, she was the person that really took cosmetic surgery out of the dark shadows and talked about her cosmetic surgery. And I had her as a guest on the show. I really should play that interview again one of these days for all of you who missed it a few years before she passed away. But Joan talked about her cosmetic surgery, and so many celebrities do not talk about their cosmetic surgery. And so when it's a secret, everybody loves a secret, right? So the tabloids talk about these things, and the radio shows like this one talk about these things. But so in the tabloids this week were photographs of Kate Hudson, and they talked about, did she have a rhinoplasty? If you look at the pictures, of course she had a rhinoplasty. So what? But her rhinoplasty is not the world's best. I hope no one listening, none of my plastic surgery colleagues in the East, did her rhinoplasty. Because if you look at her nose, she kind of has a pinched tip. And we don't like that for a rhinoplasty. Her nose has been narrowed too much. It also looks kind of like she had her eyelids done. But what she really needs is an otoplasty, an ear setback procedure. But let's concentrate on Kate Hudson's nose. Why? Well, she's a beautiful woman. She had a rhinoplasty. Gives me an opportunity to talk about my favorite procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. And I've said this on the show before, every plastic surgeon has the procedure that they enjoy doing the most. And the reason I like rhinoplasties is because they actually are the most difficult of all cosmetic surgical procedures. They really are. When we do a rhinoplasty, it's so much more challenging than, let's say, a facelift or a breast augmentation or a tummy tuck or liposuction. And plastic surgeons know that it really is the most complex procedure. There are no two noses that are alike. So each nose needs to be designed very carefully. So when I see someone in a consultation who tells me, well, they don't like their nose, well, you have to be a lot more specific than that. So what we do is first I examine your nose, and I feel the cartilages and the bones of your nose. And then I look inside your nose to see if there's any deviation. Now, everybody has a deviated septum. We've heard about these things, deviated septums. Not that doesn't mean everybody needs to have a deviated septum operated on. And there are plastic surgeons that will operate on every septum. Well, the septum, that's the thing inside your nose. If you take your thumb and your index finger, and hopefully not in front of other people, if you put them inside your nose, one in each nostril, you'll feel between your fingers a piece of cartilage. That's your septum. And it goes way back, over an inch back, and it divides the two chambers of the nose. And so if it's deviated significantly, you might have a breathing issue. And your nose might be crooked. But if it's deviated just a little bit, we don't operate on you. Now, there are some plastic surgeons that will operate on you, even with an asymptomatic deviated septum, and they do that to get insurance money. That's not a good thing. Not a good thing at all. We don't want a plastic surgeon that will lie to an insurance company, do we? I always say, if they lie to an insurance company, what's to stop them from lying to you? So we want an honest plastic surgeon, and you sure don't want someone that's going to play games with the insurance company and try and get your operation through just for the heck of it, you know, just because no one would ever know, wink, wink, that you don't have a deviated septum. That's not good. And the deviated septum and the septum is actually the structural support of your nose. It's kind of like if you have a basement, and those of you who live in Manhattan, you don't have basements, but if you move up to Highland Falls, you could have a basement. But you have the lolly columns, the supports in your basement, and they hold the first floor up. That's like the septum in your nose. And if you take those columns out of your basement, the first floor collapses. If you take the column, the septum out, if you cut a piece of it out in a deviated septum, there is always that small risk of getting a collapse of your nose. So certainly, we do not want to operate on a septum unless you need it operated on, unless you have a breathing obstruction. And then often I will do the procedure along with an otolaryngologist, an ear, nose, and throat doctor. And a lot of plastic surgeons do septums themselves, but otolaryngologists generally do a much better job than a plastic surgeon at breathing issues. So if you're really obstructed, we'll work together, and I'll do the cosmetic aspect of your nose, and the otolaryngologist will do the breathing aspect of your nose, and you get the best of both worlds. So anyway, when I examine your nose, I first do a physical examination, and then we take some photographs and go into the consultation room, and I take your pictures, and I put them on the computer screen, and we've begun using the 3D Vectra camera, which is really cool. So for 30 years, we did two-dimensional photography in plastic surgery. In fact, look, all photography has been two-dimensional since the advent of photography, right? But now we have 3D photography. So we're starting to introduce that in my practice, and it really is cool because we can kind of rotate your head around, up and down, and look from all different angles. But what we do is we look at your nose and really analyze it. Analyze the proportions of your nose compared to the rest of your face, and everybody is different. And there are some aesthetic perfect numbers that will vary. That means our friends at the University of Pennsylvania did a bunch of studies about 10 to 20 years ago, and they took hundreds and hundreds of college students who were classified as beautiful. And, you know, subjectively, who's beautiful? That's certainly a subjective thing. But what they did was they measured the proportions of the nose. And, you know, it turns out that there are some pretty set proportions that if you have, you will look pretty. And so when we do a rhinoplasty, we try and achieve those proportions and sizes and angles of the nose. And it's actually a very complicated field, which is why rhinoplasties are very difficult, because the analysis is difficult and the actual surgery is difficult and delicate. The cartilages of your nose don't tolerate being kind of like a carpenter with them. You know, they're very delicate. And when we place a stitch in the cartilage, you know, if we misplace the stitch, you know, you get maybe two tries. If you're real lucky, three. But then things start cracking and it's a big mess. So you have to do this perfectly. Every procedure has to be done perfectly in all of surgery, really, but even more so in a rhinoplasty. So in a rhinoplasty, we do analyze and we decide in advance what we need to do, and then I simulate the result to on the computer screen in front of you. And then I need to hear from you. You need to tell me, no, I don't like that. Or, yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I don't really like it, and no plastic surgeon does, when you bring in photographs of, let's say, a celebrity and say, I want her nose. Well, you're not going to get her nose. That's not going to happen. We're going to make your nose better and remove the objectionable features, such as the hump or a bulbous tip or a wide tip or a columella, that's the skin between the nostrils. If it's hanging down, we can shorten it. We can do all sorts of things with a rhinoplasty. And then we arrive at a plan, and you and I have to arrive at something we both like. And, of course, you win because we're going to do what you want, not what the plastic surgeon wants. We don't make signature noses. I don't. Some plastic surgeons do. That means everybody kind of gets the same nose. That's not good. We want you to look like you, but better. And if we can't communicate and if we can't agree on something, then I can't operate on you. And that's just the way it is, because I certainly want my patients to be happy, and you want to be happy. And, you know, sometimes it just doesn't work out between the plastic surgeon and the patient. So we do that, and I see people twice before cosmetic surgery, particularly rhinoplasty. And I give them a copy of my book, Straight Talk About Cosmetic Surgery, which you can still get, by the way, on Amazon. And Amazon's everywhere, isn't it? But Amazon.com has the book, and you can read the chapter on rhinoplasty. And then you come back for that second consultation. We want to make sure everybody's happy with what we're going to do. And then into the operating room we go on a different day and do the surgical procedure. And the surgical procedure takes about 3 hours. You know, I heard of a plastic surgeon in the Philadelphia area that boasts about his 15-minute rhinoplasty. I always say it takes me 15 minutes to wash my hands and put my sterile gown and gloves on and get ready for the surgery. It's crazy. It's not a race. It is not a something where we want to do it as quickly as possible. Of course, we don't want it to last all day. It has to be safe for you. But a rhinoplasty is a very artistic endeavor, and it's got to be done just right. And so takes me about 3 hours to do a rhinoplasty. Took me 3 hours when I was a resident, but I do so much of a different procedure now with so many added features to the rhinoplasty than I did 30 years ago. Having done hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these, I still find rhinoplasties the most interesting procedure in all of cosmetic surgery. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. Nancy, stay on the line. We'll get to your phone call after these words, 800-848-9222.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
A business operations specialist is wanted in New York, New York to analyze the entire organizational process of a company, ranging from management, operations, and marketing. Develop and monitor the strategic plan, methods, and procedures. A bachelor's degree in business administration or a related field is required. Send resume to 424 West 33 Incorporated, 424 West 33rd Street, New York, New York, 10001. Attention to President. Again, send resume to 424 West 33 Incorporated, 424 West 33rd Street, New York, New York, 10001. Attention, President.
In New York, policies issued by the United States Life Insurance Company in the City of New York in New York and other U.S. states, policies issued by the American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now to receive a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-440-1887. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-440-1887. 1-800-440-1887.
Joey Reynolds is not dead. Listen to The Late Joey Reynolds Show and his celebrity and musical guests live each and every Sunday night, now in its new time, 7 o'clock. Tune in right here every Sunday night at 7 or watch the live stream on SundayNightLive.com. You can also watch previous Late Joey Reynolds Show episodes. Go to SundayNightLive.com. That's SundayNightLive.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine how much easier life would be if you only had to remember one password for the rest of your life, where you'd still have a unique, secure password protecting each account, but you'd only have to remember one. For effortless access and premium security, you need Dashlane, an award-winning app that manages all your passwords, automatically logging you into any account, email, banking, social media, online shopping, without having to remember or type every password. Today, you can protect your passwords with Dashlane for free, with an offer you'll never forget. Unlock free access for life on your favorite device by texting SOLVE to 543-543. Featured by both Google and Apple as a best app of the year, Dashlane is the only password manager with a U.S. patent for its security. Never forget another password. Live life in the Dashlane. Hurry. Unlock free access today for life on your favorite device by texting SOLVE to 543-543. That's S-O-L-V-E to 543-543.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's Your Wrinkle?
And we're back. This is Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle right here on WABC. And by the way, did you know that my new office is now open on Fifth Avenue? It's the corner of Fifth and 47th, right across catty corner to Saks Fifth Avenue. Yeah, I've kind of been flirting with Fifth Avenue up and down for the last, I guess, 10 years now. Started off on 53rd and 5th, went up to 57th and 5th, and when they decided they were going to put a skyscraper up there, they chased everybody out of the building. It was written up in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago because the antique guy doesn't want to leave. But the rest of us left, and now I'm at 47th and 5th in beautiful offices, so come down and see me. We do procedures in the office, things like Botox and fillers and moles and things like that. No, nothing big. We're not going to do surgery in the office. That's for the surgery center or my operating room in New Jersey in my office. But in Manhattan, we do all these other things. So let's go ahead and take our next call. Mike, I've lost her name there. Is it Nancy? Nancy, what can I do for you? What's your wrinkle?
Hi, doctor. I just wanted to ask you, did you ever hear of an ingredient in facial care products called snail secretions?
Eschar mucus.
What, I don't know.
Well, Nancy.
What?
I want to talk a little bit about this because, you know, snail sludge, snail mucus, snail secretions, that's what it goes by different names. And, you know, it's in all sorts of things now. And the question is, does it do anything? You know, it's there are so many ingredients in skincare now. And my job in formulating skincare is to find things that have a lot of science. And it seems like many companies like to just put things in that sound kind of interesting. So a few years ago, it was coffee berry. And then you might have heard ads for plant stem cells and now snail mucus, snail secretion. Okay, so all of those things don't work, by the way. They can't work. And neither does this snail mucus. So let me tell you a little bit about snail mucus. The reason people thought it might be interesting for skincare is because when snails when they make this stuff, it helps them slide across surfaces. But more importantly for the snail, it kills bacteria. So there are these things called peptides in the snail mucus that kill bacteria. They're antibacterial. So, you know, a snail that has a very soft skin, do you eat those things? Or I could never eat a snail.
No,
do you
I
eat
don't
snails?
Eat it. No.
Yeah. Isn't that disgusting? I'm sure there are lots of people out there that I've just offended because they love snails. I remember the Steve Martin. Remember that? There are snails on my plate, he said.
Yeah.
Okay, to the waiter. Remember that one? All right.
Yes,
anyway, so the antimicrobial properties of the mucus from the snail. So the question is, does it help our skin? So I'm going to get right to the answer first and tell you that there is not a single, not one scientific publication that says it does anything for our skin. Not one. So I'm a man of science. I really am. I want to do things for your skin that really work and have scientific meaning. So when we talk about vitamin A, there's 4,500 scientific papers that say vitamin A is good for your skin. Vitamin C, there's something like 1,750 scientific papers. Fruit acid, something like 900-something scientific papers as of a couple of days ago. We get down to even niacin. Niacin has 28 papers. That's it. You know, but they're good papers, so niacin does good things. So those things work. They help the skin. What about snail secretions? Not one. What about plant stem cells? You hear about that on the radio. Not one. And are you ready for this one? What about peptides, which is what's in that snail secretion, but also in many products? What about these peptides? I'm going to teach everybody one scientific fact today, and I've mentioned this, but not for a while. I want to teach you about molecular weights. Oh my God, your eyes went, they kind of rolled back. Everything has a weight in life. Everything has a weight. So oxygen has a weight. Carbon, remember carbon 14, and oxygen, hydrogen is one. Remember all these things from 10th grade chemistry? Did you take the Regents in New York? Remember that, Nancy?
Yeah,
anyway, everything has a weight.
Chemistry, yes.
All right. Well, everything has a weight, and all the molecules, the atoms put together into molecules, weigh a particular amount. So it turns out that the skin barrier that I talked about at the beginning of the show, the skin barrier keeps big molecules out and lets some little molecules in. And there's an absolute number, a weight of things that can get into the skin and that can't get into the skin. And that number actually happens to be 500. So it means nothing to you except for the fact that peptides, the smallest peptide that is put into skincare, the smallest peptide weighs 646. I won't tell you the brand because I don't want them to get mad at me. Mm-hmm. But 646, that's the smallest one. And I've just told you an absolute fact in science that nothing over 500 can get through the skin. So it's kind of like if you told me your car went faster than the speed of light, can't happen. Einstein taught us that, right, a long time ago. I had his great-grandson on the show a few weeks ago. It was very interesting.
Oh, wow.
Regardless, let's not get sidetracked here. So we can't have anything over 500 get through the skin. So these peptides in this snail that you want to put on your skin must weigh more than 500 because the smallest one weighs 646. Okay, so that's your answer. If you want to put snail stuff on your skin, enjoy yourself, but it's not going to do anything for you. And, that's the fact. There are so many things in skincare, so many things that are useless, that can't possibly work. You know, I go into the stores. I'm sure they have my photograph in the back of the store somewhere. That guy's in there again. And I spend sometimes hours, and I read the ingredients on these skincare different creams and things like that. And sometimes I actually chuckle, and I bring my wife over, and I say, look at this. It's a form of vitamin C that can't possibly work. Or they want to put it on in the morning. They can't work. Vitamin C goes bad rapidly in the morning. Or there's peptides, which can't possibly work. There's so much garbage in skincare. You've got me on my soapbox now, Nancy. So,
okay.
So that's, in short, actually in long, that's my take on snail secretions in your skincare. Kind of disgusting thought, but it won't help you. All right, Nancy?
Well, I just want to tell you, I've been using your nighttime since January and your other products. And I noticed a big difference in the texture of my face.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for using my product, and thank you for saying that on the air. And your payment will be coming soon. Okay. People hear these things, and they probably say, oh, it's a shill. But I didn't tell you to call. Thank you so much, Nancy. And don't use that snail stuff on your skin. Keep on using nighttime and daytime and clean time, that really, really nice. Do you like clean time soap? All right, did I lose you, Nancy? I lost Nancy. Okay, that's all right. Well, we have clean time soap and then the moisturizer that I say no one needs. Who really does need a moisturizer? And that's called Soft Time. All right, I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle? Right here on WABC, 800-848-9222. 800-848-WABC. So, what about vitamin D? How many of you supplement with vitamin D? And, you know, it's good to do. There's a lot of science for vitamin D, but one of the claims of vitamin D is that it is going to help keep colds away. Have you heard that one? That vitamin D is going to help you. You take vitamin D every day in the winter, and you won't get a cold. How many of you heard that? I've heard it, and certainly lots of people talk about it. So these things are, it's almost like mythology, but they finally studied it, and they studied high dose versus standard dose wintertime vitamin D, and they looked at upper respiratory infections like colds and things like that in young, healthy children. So they had some of this group on 2,000 units a day, which is a very common thing. That's what I actually take, 2,000 units a day, although I don't think it's real important in the summer if you get some sun, versus the 400 units a day. And what do you think? Do you think there's a difference? Do you think there's a difference? Do people that take higher dose vitamin D get less colds? You might think so because people tell you that it happens, but science, and that's what we try and talk about on the show, real science and real publications say, no, it doesn't make a difference. There is no question that if you're vitamin D deficient, you will get sick. And you know what? The Romans found that out when they invaded England, right, 2,000 years ago. If any of you have been to the town of Bath, you hear that story when they take you on the tour. They set up the Roman baths in England. Because the Romans thought that would be the cure for their vitamin D deficiency, but it wasn't, so they left. You know, when you have darker colored skin, you need more sunlight. You know, and when you go up north to the northern climates, you don't get as much sunlight. So you have to supplement. Everybody has to supplement. For the most part, everybody has to supplement in the winter with vitamin D. And certainly if you have darker skin, Southern Italian, like the Romans, Puerto Rican, African American, you absolutely need to supplement in the winter and sometimes in the fall and the spring also with vitamin D. But one thing it will not do is it won't keep, as long as you have reasonable levels, it won't keep the colds away. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. 800-848-9222 is our phone number. We'll be back after these words.
Did you know that most skincare doesn't help your skin, and most products contain toxins? I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've designed the world's simplest skincare program, and my products are effective and safe. Start your day with Clean Time invigorating soap made with the right pH and without sulfates or other toxins. Then protect your skin with daytime SPF 20. Before sleep, massage in nighttime to feed nutrients that are scientifically proven to reduce the appearance of wrinkles and improve skin tone. My skincare reduces signs of aging by over 50% with 6 months of use. These three products are all that's needed in your skincare program, and with a WABC code, all three are yours for $75, a savings of $35. But hurry, when the summer's over, so is this offer. Call 844-DR-PERRY, that's 844-DR-PERRY, or order on drperrys.com, that's drperrys.com.
Tom, what do you like best about this job?
I like to see the look on people's faces when they see the difference we made.
Describe that difference.
We make places feel big and clean. We give people a fresh start,
a do-over,
a brand new day,
with birds singing and everything.
And what do we say to people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear.
And what happens after it disappears?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
I love planet Earth.
Me too. It's my favorite planet.
So they point, junk disappears, and we do the right things with it.
Right. Very right.
And when do we do all this?
We come when it's convenient for you. We work until midnight,
7 days a week,
so you never have to take off work to meet us. call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Aging really does sneak up on us, doesn't it? Well, there is something you can do to help you look as young as you feel. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and I've spent 3 decades perfecting techniques to help you look younger. If you have sagging eyelids, wrinkles, jowls, bands in the neck, or splotchy skin, I can help. Schedule a consultation in my new 5th Avenue or my Somerset, New Jersey offices, and we'll sit down for a full hour and come up with a plan just for you. This year, there are some great new procedures, like longer-lasting wrinkle fillers and the incredible InstaLift, which dramatically lifts your cheeks and jowls in a one-hour exam room procedure. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. On the web, it's periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And don't forget to listen to me, Dr. Arthur Perry, every Saturday at 6 p.m., right here on WABC.
You're listening to What's Your Wrinkle with Dr. Arthur Perry. What's your wrinkle?
Perry, you know, during the commercial break, I was doing my imitation of Mark Levin because we have his one of his producers working on the show today, and I almost went into my imitation coming back, so it's a good thing we won't do that, or maybe the Imus imitation, but not Mark Levin. All right. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. This is What's Your Wrinkle, 800-848-9222, 800-848-WABC. Mark should call into the show. We have some interesting things to talk about. You know, I get a lot of emails, and I rarely get time to read the emails on the show because we have a lot of things to talk about. We have a lot of calls, and we've got some on the board now that are almost there. The producers are talking, but let's go ahead and take a couple of these emails and get them off the list here. So we have Lisa says, I have splotchy pigmentation of my facial skin. What are my options? Nice, simple email. Why don't you call, Lisa? But that's okay. So, you know, there's a lot of different ways to deal with splotchy pigmentation of the skin. And, of course, it depends on your skin color. The lighter your skin is, the more options you have. Because if you have darker skin, then we can't do some of the more aggressive peels because they can cause a real funny result. You can get all sorts of pigmentation issues if you have darker skin. So, you know, one of the things that's very safe for everybody is a skincare program. We talk about this on the show all the time. You know, yes, I have my own skincare program. So you might say, well, he's self-serving, but I created my skincare because of my patients who had difficult issues with their skin. And I would, back in the old days, before Night Skin, I created Night Skin, and that's no longer available from what I understand. But before Night Skin, I used to have my patients on very complex programs, and they'd be on Retin-A and glycolic acid watches, and I'd have them on vitamin C. And it turned out I actually came across one of my little recipes for my patients a few days ago, and I had these 6-step morning programs and 8-step evening programs. And you know what? No one would follow those very complicated programs. They just wouldn't. You know, so you can tell people until you're blue in the face what they should be doing, but if it's not easy, you're not going to do it, which is why I created my skincare. So good skincare, like my nighttime and my daytime, really does work, and I've documented this with great photographs, some of which are on my website. It's the drperrys.com website. And if you go, you can see some of those pictures. Also, the Facebook page, I put some of those photographs of patients that have used. I like to put the 6-month pictures because it really takes 6 months of use of my program to see dramatic results. You can see more subtle results earlier, and I can certainly measure results with what's called a Vizia machine after 30 days. But that's not what really counts. You want to look in the mirror, and you really want to see results. And the truth is, honest, good skincare does work. Things with vitamin A and vitamin C and fruit acids. I call that my ACE program. And we were on the Dr. Oz show talking about the ACE program. A stands for vitamin A. C stands for vitamin C. And they even got it wrong on HSN. They started to say E for vitamin E. No. E is exfoliants. So vitamin A, vitamin C, and exfoliants, those are the 3 most studied substances for the skin. And they will lighten the skin. They'll even out the skin tone. And they do that in a very complex way. And I'm not going to bore you with the details, but it really does work. And most people, the vast majority, something like 80% of people, after 6 months, see an evening out of the skin tone of their face. So that's one way to do it. But if you're like many of my patients, you don't want to wait that long. You don't want to wait 6 months for a change in your skin from skincare. You say, well, let's do something so that I can look better right away. And my go-to program for splotchy pigmentation of the face is not the expensive laser. Some plastic surgeons, some dermatologists go right to the laser. But I always say, if you go right to the laser for splotchy pigmentation, that's because you own a laser and you want to use a laser. And when something is $150,000, you're going to use it in your office, even if there might be simpler methods. And I think that the TCA peel, trichloroacetic acid peel, is one of those methods that is significantly easier for you. Not so for me, because it takes artwork like anything in cosmetic surgery, but for you, for your recovery, and also cost-wise. You know, when we use a laser, it's expensive because these machines cost a lot of money. So chemical peels are still good. I actually trained with a couple guys named Baker and Gordon way back in the 1980s. They invented the deep chemical peel. Most of us don't do deep peels anymore because the recovery is just too intense. But they were very good at getting rid of pigmentation. In fact, too good, because almost everybody had lightened faces after the deep chemical peel. But the light chemical peel with trichloroacetic acid, that's done in the office, that's a little uncomfortable. You take some Aleve beforehand. And then some people need something stronger than that. But for the most part, Aleve works just fine. It takes about a half an hour to do the peel, but then you need to hide. You need to hide. It's a great thing to do around Halloween because you look absolutely terrible for about 5 or 6 days after the TCA peel. But when the skin peels off like a dry sunburn in the summer, and many of you had that this year, when it peels off, your skin looks nice and smooth and a very homogeneous color. A little bit red for a couple weeks. Normal makeup can't cover. And then you look really good for a long time. And how long? It depends on what you do to your skin. If you do absolutely nothing, it's only going to last a year. If you use sunscreen and other skincare, it'll probably last 2 or even 3 years or maybe even longer. But people that do get splotchy skin tend to get it again because that's just the way your cells soak up the ultraviolet light. And not everybody's perfect. That means if you go out for 10 minutes one day, you can get a splotch. And you know what I'm talking about. So anyway, the TCA peel is a good thing to do. If you've got just a couple little brown spots on your face, you know, we might not do the entire face. We might do a spot peel, or we might use liquid nitrogen. That's freezing those things off, particularly if you can feel them with your finger. So if you run your finger across your face and you feel the brown spot, well, first of all, we have to make sure it's not a mole or even worse, or a skin cancer or something like that. Most people just get these benign things on their face. They get age spots, which are freckles when you're a kid, and age spots when you're an adult, right? And those can peel off. They can lighten with skin care. Or we can, if they're raised, then we might want to freeze those off with a very short burst of liquid nitrogen. And then after 4 or 5 days, those things kind of fall off. If there's any question about what it is, any question at all, we might shave them off, those spots, because then we can go and send them to the pathologist. They look under the microscope and tell us exactly what they are. So there's a lot of different ways to deal with these. And, of course, then there's the laser. The laser also will destroy the brown pigmentation. The difference between a peel and the laser, in short, the laser will kill the cells that make pigment. The peel will just remove the pigment. I don't want to kill the cells that make pigment. I just want to even out your skin tone. So I really don't like to use the laser for brown splotches on the face. Where I do use the laser preferentially is for red spots on the face, because the laser is simply the best thing for capillaries and red splotches on the face. And we go through the face. Sometimes it's just one or two little capillaries, and sometimes people have tons of these things. And even these things called senile angiomas, oh, we give great names to these things, right? Senile angiomas, those are those cherry angiomas that many of you have. You can get them on your eyelids, on your face, on your neck, behind your ears, on your breasts, on your arms, everywhere. And we can go through a session with the laser and zap those things. And the laser is pretty effective. It gets about 2/3 of these. We try to get them all, but the laser doesn't work because Your body just thinks it's being injured, and it's good at fixing itself. And so when we laser, your body might try to put some blood through again. And so we get about two-thirds with one treatment. We can go back a couple months later, do it again. We'll get two-thirds of the residual. So it depends on how far you want to push it. So, Lisa, splotchy pigmentation of the face, that's how I deal with it. And thanks for emailing. And next week you're going to have to call the show so we don't have to go into these great detailed email discussions. But let's get to Gladys's, because it has something to do with what we talked about a little while ago. Gladys says, comment, are there any hyaluronic acid serums that we can buy which act as home fillers that have the same molecular weight as an injectable needle filler to enter through the pores of the wrinkles? Wow, kind of complicated question. But what Gladys is asking is, can she put hyaluronic acid on the skin instead of me injecting Restylane or Juvederm or one of those great wrinkle fillers? And the answer, plain and simple, is no, because of what I taught my audience a few minutes ago. The molecular weight of anything that can actually pass through the skin has to be under 500. And all you have to do, you can go to Google. This is a lot of fun, actually. You put in molecular weight of hyaluronic acid. That's all you do in the search. And you realize that the molecular weight of hyaluronic acid starts at hundreds of thousands. Actually, you can have smaller molecules in the 10,000s. But these are chains of repeating molecules. I don't want to give you too much of a chemistry lesson, but they can get into the millions. And the answer is, the reason I have to inject hyaluronic acid is because the molecule is simply too big. It can't get through the skin. Now, we can put it on the skin as a moisturizer. That's okay. In fact, it's a very effective moisturizer. It's in a class of chemicals called humectants. And humectants are things, chemicals, that attract water. And that's why they're so good in your skin. Hyaluronic acid is one of the things in your skin that makes your skin dewy when you're 20, how's that for a word, and dry when you're 70. So it goes away at a rate of 1% per year. And yes, vitamin A, vitamin C, they do stimulate to a certain extent hyaluronic acid, but you know, it's not as effective as we would like. So we use, the audience is there, we use hyaluronic acid in the form of Restylane or something like that, and I love injecting it. It's one of the most common things that I do. It makes you look so good right away. By the time you leave the office, you look so much better. I'm Dr. Arthur Perry. The show goes quick. I can talk forever, as you know. 800-848-922. Write it down so you get in early next week. And 212-753-1820 is the office number. Check me out on Facebook. Check out the websites. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
This program was sponsored by Dr. Perry's Skin Industries, LLC. The views expressed by the preceding program are those of the sponsor and not necessarily the opinions of 77 WABC or Cumulus Media. From the NJDiet.com.